Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Patience.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. I hope your day has been good.
Yes, my day has been great. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The sun is out.
Hallelujah. The sun is out.
Yes.
whereabouts are you? Because we're having some serious rains here. Hello, Patience?
Yes, hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Lovely. Now I can hear you. Well, let's get on with it then. We were talking about the VOP lesson, Are We Immortal Now? Now, it's clear that Scripture never once describes the soul as immortal. Even though Adam's heritage as created son of God was eternal life. Now, because of sin, Adam and his wife forfeited their right to eternal life and became subject to death. But then we want to understand, what is it that the lesson for today is talking about? Please take us through.
Okay. I love the fact that she started with the beginning, right? So let's just go back there. Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, mm-hmm. where we find God creating Adam and Eve. And so they were created for eternal life. But then their immortality was conditional, right? In a sense that had they continued to be obedient to God, then they were going to live eternal. They were going to be immortal. And so we find in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, where God tells them that they should not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or they will surely die. So if they eat, they will surely die. And then we are introduced to Genesis chapter 3, where sin enters and the devil twists everything. So he says that you will not surely die. So you can eat this, you will not surely die. And what happens with that statement is that, first of all, the devil is saying that God is lying. Because in Genesis 2, verse 17, God says you will surely die. And the devil comes in a form of a serpent and he says, no, you will not die. So he's basically saying that God is a liar. And another thing that he's saying that you can get eternal life by being disobedient, because he says you will not surely die, so you can disobey what God has said and you will continue to live. And from that statement, that was a false statement that we are still experiencing even today, whereby God has told us that if we sin, we will die, right? Read in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, where we are told that by one man sin entered, mm-hmm. and because sin entered, then death entered. So we also know that everybody is now subject to death because of sin, sin that came about disobedience. And so Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4 will also tell you that the soul that sinneth shall die. And Paul will also say that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. So we have established that everybody has sinned because sin entered through Adam. And so because we have sinned, we are going to surely die. But then the devil is like, no, you are not going to surely die. So he gives us this idea that there is perhaps life after death, as we understand it in this world, that when you die, you are not like dead, you know, something continues to happen. But then the Bible clearly tells us that God does not change and his word is sure. So when...
Yeah.
In the lesson, we're starting to say that they cannot do anything, they have no emotions, they are basically sleeping. So if that's the case, right, then we understand that a dead person is literally just sleeping, waiting for the resurrection of God. And therefore, immortality will only happen when we are resurrected. And we are sure of the promise of resurrection because we know that Christ died and he was resurrected on the third day. And so we hold on to that promise that we are also going to be resurrected, right? Also, when we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, I think we've read that verse before, but then it says that in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, mm-hmm. at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, right? So there's this state of change of our physical bodies, that we move from this corruptible body that is subject to decay, that is subject to death, and we are given these new bodies that are not going to decay, that are not going to be dying. So eternal life and immortality only happens when Christ shall come. For now, we are not immortal. we don't die and then something happens. And when you read scripture, there is no way the Bible suggests that the soul can live somewhere. You know, a human being is literally, you only exist in your body. And when you die, dust goes back to dust and the breath of life goes back to God. So then nothing exists after that.
Now, what gives us certainty? I mean, you're talking about that promise of immortality in the future, but what makes us to be certain that this will actually come to pass?
Okay, so when we look at the Bible, we find that Jesus resurrected Lazarus, right? And that was just another example that Christ has the power for resurrection, and he says that I'm the resurrection and I'm the life. Christ himself dies and he's resurrected. You read in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 7, it tells us that whoever shall overcome, then I shall give you the tree of life, right? And then when you continue the book of Revelation, we see that he also says, when you overcome, I'll give you the crown. So all of those things assure us that we are going to eat the tree of life. And remember, the tree of life is one of the trees that they ate that was basically giving them that conditional immortality, that when we eat from it, then we are going to live. So the idea that we have seen Jesus live on earth, dying and resurrecting, that gives us assurance. The book of Revelation gives us assurance that indeed when Christ shall come. And also when we read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, you know, Paul mentions that we should not be ignorant about those that are sleeping. When Christ shall come, Christ is going to resurrect those people. So if indeed we trust the word of God and we believe in it, then we know this thing shall come into pass, because Christ also says that I have come to fulfill the law and the prophets. He did not come to destroy. So everything that has happened in the Old Testament, we saw it come into fruition in the New Testament. And all of these things are still being fulfilled. When we look at prophecy and other things that are mentioned in the Bible, those things are happening. So if we do really believe those things, then we should also believe in the resurrection and also believe in immortality when Jesus shall come.
Now, I'm getting you that, you know, when Jesus comes, then we will live forever. But this teaching of a present immortality, do we know where it comes from?
Yes, it comes from the lies that the devil has been preaching, right? The idea that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 4, he says that you shall surely not die. So from there, we believe that we are not going to die, and that's where the teaching comes from, right? And that's why even when, let's say, we are having a memorial service, somebody has died, you hear people speaking to the dead and saying, oh, rest in peace, you know, uhambe kahle and stuff, you know. There's that idea that this person is not really dead. They are going somewhere and the person can hear them. But the funny part is that should that person respond in that coffin, everybody would run away, because our conscience and the Holy Spirit tells us that this person is surely dead. You know, if you could go to the grave and try and maybe communicate with those people, should that person respond by a word and say, I hear whatever you're saying, chances are you're going to run away. You're going to be frightened. So why are we frightened if we believe in immortality right now on this earth? So there's something in us that God has implanted to tell us. After resurrection. So these are teachings that we need to unlearn. And I always say, let's not believe everything in anything that is being said. If it's not in the Bible, you know, you should question it. So let's not just take things that come from the past that we don't understand where they come from. Let us read and let us understand. Let us not do things that we do not understand.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Patience, I must thank you so much for making time, coming out to speak to us and, you know, giving us this lesson, man, and understanding it the way we understand it today. Blessings to you, man. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.